Unit 2. 2.1.
I've been doing some background reading, you know, for the next essay.
On organisms and ecosystems?
Yes, that one. And, well, I'm just trying to narrow down what I do, what I write about.
Sensible idea.
But I just want to be sure that I'm doing... that I'm heading in the right direction.
Fair enough.
Do you mind if I check a few things with you?
No, that's fine.
I've only got 3 or 4 questions.
Go ahead.
Well, I've decided I'd like to write about an insect. But, well, I just want to be sure that by leafing organism, the question means either insects or animals, and not just animals.
No, not just animals. It can be either. And don't forget that it includes plants as well. You're free to choose.
Okay. So what exactly is meant by an ecosystem? I mean, how big or small can that be?
Well, again, the definition is fairly flexible. I mean, an ecosystem can be a whole forest, or it might just be someone's garden at home. The key thing is that there are relationships between animals or insects and plants, and there's some kind of food chain in existence.
So, am I right in thinking that a fruit orchard could be an ecosystem?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Another thing I'd like to check is the meaning of the phrase key role. Does it mean that the insect I choose has to be the most important organism in the ecosystem?
Not necessarily. It just needs to play an important role. But other organisms may play more or less important roles. Is that clear?
Yes, thank you. And a final thing. How important is the final part? The bit about human activity.
Well, that's the second part of the essay. Can you see how the question says show? You need to have a fairly full discussion of this aspect of the topic.
So you're saying what? About half the essay?
Yes, it could be as much as that. Any idea what insect you might focus on?
Yeah, I've been thinking about bees.
Bees? Oh, that's interesting.